cutting edge guests, awesome uncensored jaw-dropping information, plus funny memes, good deeds, and loads of laughter. Kind of have it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if your soul's awake, then welcome, because you're in the right place. Well, good day to you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sovereign Soul Program, a show which stands for love, levity, and liberty, because after all, love is the most powerful force in the universe, and laughter's the best medicine, especially covering serious topics in all matters ancient, current, and quantum, right? I'm your host, Brad Wozni. We have an incredible show for you today, and oh my goodness, at the end of July in 2022, the tyranny continues, no surprise in Canada, but at the border. Yes, do Canadian border agents and public officials have no problem at all, you know, turning around and investigating and interrogating an elderly woman with her lovely daughter and her grandson? Yeah, they have no problem with that, right? Because they're all taken over. We're going to get to the guests here that have been there and done that. One of those recurring guests. Now, before we go there and we share with you some powerful video that they filmed of their transaction and have these wonderful, wildly wealthy, healthy women on, divine feminine protectors of the incredible children that we need to save with this war on humanity, I trust that some of this information in today's episode, or heck, all of it, could help you to literally generate some powerful and positive impacts in your life. It'll likely encourage some righteous, justified anger in you because of the war being waged on us right now. And hopefully this information will also help your loved ones and the community around you by informing them so that we could all rise up, stand up. Remember, go Dutch, July 23rd, right? Worldwide, and push back. You see, my soul's purpose in life is to help uplift humanity's consciousness with song and story. Therefore, in this show, by sharing these unique points of views, these truths, these laughter, this love with you, it's done so according to the laws of nature and the law of one, which aims to pierce the programming, pierce the veil of programming waged upon us, the global masses, for eons, and help foster a greater world for us awakened lions and lionesses. And boy, do I have two bear mama lionesses here for you as we fight back against evil while humanity propels itself forward in this golden age upon us. That is the age of Aquarius. So first of all, thank you to all you whistleblowers, you digital warriors, you citizen soldiers, you benevolent healthcare heroes, benevolent first responders, military, Leos, educators, powerful parents, divine masculine protectors, and like I said earlier, divine feminine guardians for tuning in. Thank you, because your efforts to shepherd light forth in this world while fighting for the sovereignty of all souls here and now on this new earth, it has not been for naught. So wherever you are watching this broadcast or hearing this podcast, I'm sending you Reiki as a Reiki master. Reiki is love. I'm sending you love and support to help you hold the line. Keep it up. Now, as a former Canadian infantry soldier trained as a peacekeeper, who also spent some summers hopping out of helicopters, fighting wildfires in Ontario and the Yukon, I've had a continued calling to serve the greater good. It's in my blood. It's a core of my family. My younger sister in Ottawa was and still is being of great service to the world too, as she is now a Reiki master, like I've been fortunate to become. Our family's lineage, though, on both my father and my mother's side, and their firstborn Canadians, our family's lineage holds patriots. Patriots who fled the Nazis in World War I and World War II, who immigrated here as refugees, and several, many of them, my family members, soldiered up, put on a uniform, and went back to fight against that evil during both World Wars, in tanks, in bombers, as sailors, as infantrymen, as nurses, and medical doctors. They went to fight to defeat fascism once and for all. Well, unfortunately, that fascism crept back into the shadows and has launched another attack on our world. And so by producing the Sovereign Soul Show, it is my hope the information in our episodes, including the one we're about to dive into now, will help you achieve a higher level of awareness, awakening, and sovereign freedom in your life. It's like JFK said, the service of truth is the ultimate heroism. And Dr. Martin Luther King said that if you turn your chin away from evil, you are just as guilty as perpetrating that evil on others. So hence, as a sovereign soldier here now today, S-O-U-L-D-I-E-R, one who serves to uplift the world's vibration so we may all live from a place of love, levity, and liberty. Well, heck, That's the mantra of our show, isn't it? And it's the ethos of our mascot, the Bling Buddha. He fully subscribes to it. Well, my guests are Joanne Gerard-Young, the world's number one natural health chef. She is returning to the program. We're not talking about natural health and healing cuisine cooking at the moment because her and her lovely mother, Glenda, who you see here, just returned from the United States with Joanne's son while they were down in Pennsylvania for a few days. And when they returned back to Canada, they had no problem crossing the border. They were welcomed with open arms. They had a beautiful, you'll hear from them in their own words, beautiful experience crossing in the car into the United States and then returning to Canada. Absolute tyranny, fascism, and total coercion and scare tactics being used on these three lovely souls and forcing confinement upon them. Now it's July 2022, folks. And yes, this is what you get with a Justin Castro regime and government. And it's a coalition government that's treasonous under the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Regardless if you follow the legal society or the law of mankind, this is complete trespass against woman and man. Ladies, welcome to the show. And as we have a few videos of yours that you documented, which congratulations for that courageousness in documenting it, which you everybody has a right to do. You are here with us now today to share the stories so we can help enlighten people to stop these unjust things being waged upon us. So thank you. Glenda, my goodness, you are a shining ray of light. And I heard that you may be the reincarnated soul of Joan of Arc. And based on the stance that you've taken at the border, let's hear it from you, girl. What has it been like? You were born and raised in Canada. Is that not true? And if it isn't, please let us know, because you have the most experience as a sovereign soul on Canadian soil out of all of us on this broadcast. And let's hear it from you, what it was like to return with your daughter and your grandson in the car and be subject to these measures.
Well, Brad, I've been a Canadian citizen for 75 years. I was born in England, came over after the war with my mother, and have been here ever since. And coming across our border was not only threatening, it was demeaning, it was disrespectful. The guard we had was very rude, and it upset us both. We were both like shaking in our boots there in the car. And little Graydon in the back was, I think he must have been in shock. He was like, what's going on here? This is crazy, right?
Well, yeah, that's traumatizing to a child as well, right?
Well, he's not really a child. He's a teen, but still never experienced any kind of behavior like that before.
Right.
And Joanne and I had promised each other that we would not comply because we don't believe in what they're doing.
Good for you.
You know, so we were kind of fighting back, and we agreed we wouldn't give our address out.
I forced her to do it in the end because I was so intimidated, and because the guard actually told me that he was trying to avoid giving me a ticket.
Yeah.
We have all of that on video. And what I would just like to do is pause for a moment and go to the two videos of you two arriving, or the three of you, but the two of you nervous about entering Canada. And then, and then actually, we'll just fast forward real quick to the charge that you mentioned, Joe. So let me just play this video, these two videos back to back for us now, and then we'll go back to the commentary.
We're here.
Oh, I guess they didn't tighten that heat shield.
Hey, Mitch, I'm crossing the border right now with non-compliance.
Line up anyway.
Well, I'm in the lineup. It's going to be like a 30-minute 20, wait. 20, nervous 20, as fuck. See if they're going to hassle me. Hey, Tina. I'm at the border. Looks like there's like a 30-minute wait, but I think it'll go faster. I'm now shaking. I'm in Canada. I have to tell you that was totally brutal. not fun at all. And it just got worse and worse, actually. So, hey guys, I made a cross, but because of non-compliance, I got, my mom and I both got tickets for over $6,000 for saying no to all of their rigmarole. Hi, Uncle Brad, Auntie Penny. Mom and I made it back to Canada, but we got $12,000 plus in fines. And so,
we're here at my mom's house. I have some videos of what happened at the border, so I'm going to share those with you guys later, but we're just going to have dinner, and then I'll share that stuff.
Yeah. And folks, so what you just saw was you have a family, Canadians, you have three generations returning to Canada. Glenn, I imagine you probably didn't have anything illegal in the car, so there's no need for that type of coercion, right? And interrogation and investigation. And you're just returning to Canadian soil as sovereign citizens. Mm-hmm. And you got a $6,855 ticket.
Each.
So we know that they use this as a quarantine act. And we know, as you've been very fortunate with Rise Up Canada, we'll get into that amazing campaign too. And I'd love to actually have Rise Up Canada on the show so we can highlight their incredible work that they're doing for Canadian citizens. But I can tell you, number one, that I swore an oath at 18 and joined the Canadian Army just down the road from you in Barrie, where I swore myself in at the Grey and Simcoe Foresters there. And I did part of my infantry battlefield training to become a military soldier just next door to you in Meaford. Was part of my infantry battle school where you two lovely ladies are based right now. Said nothing about being a terrorist and waging terror upon Canadian citizens. In fact, just like in the United States, they're aware of, we are here to defend all enemies, foreign and domestic. And to me, that is domesticated terrorism. Mm-hmm. There is no form that we grew up in, my parents grew up in, or when you immigrated here, Glenda, from the UK and founded a new life post-World War II, that you would allow that treatment to happen from whether it is a policy police officer or a government official, or even the way that a child or a parent would speak to their child by using coercion and interrogation tactics and fear tactics and scare tactics, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, let me ask you now where we are, because that is roughly 2 weeks ago. And we've got another video that we'll show in a few moments. That was roughly 2 weeks ago. Where do we stand now? Have they retracted that ticket?
No, so we're actually being represented by the Democracy Fund. We're being told that so far that they haven't gone to court at all. No one's actually gone to court. Some people have been waiting up to 17 months and haven't received anything about appearing. And when they call, there's no records of their tickets. So when we do go get called to go to court, they will go and represent us in our place. Mm-hmm.
And now, is there a cost for them to represent you against something that is completely illegal? It's not even part of the criminal code.
There's definitely a cost, but the Democracy Fund is funding it through, we applied through Rebel News.
And how much is that cost per person for their defense? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
Don't know, but they said if the fund runs out, we would probably have to pay the balance ourselves at that time. So we just have to wait to see.
Gotcha. So a couple of things I'd like to note here. Number one, what you just heard from Joanne, from legal representation, is that there is nothing legal about this in Canada. So nobody has been, these fines have not been enforced, followed through. Even though they can write you a ticket, they actually can't charge you. So anybody who's in Canada right now and you're receiving a ticket or you're fearing that, they don't. The other one, though, is still an equivalent of tyranny. It's a financial tyranny that's being waged, because if their story had not been picked up by Rise Canada and Rise Up Canada, Democracy Fund, and Rebel News and Ezra Levant's awesome organization, and many props to all of you out there, digital and citizen warriors doing this, there's still a financial cost. And we're not even talking about the mental, physical, emotional cost of this quarantine yet. Glenda, as the mother and the grandmother here with this family. Tell us what that mental and emotional and physical cost is like, having lived here on Canadian soil for 75 years and seeing this for the first time, not only happen to you, but being on your loved ones.
Well, it makes me feel like a criminal in my own country. It angers me and gives me a lot of stress because there's nothing you can do about it, because it's being forced. All this stuff is being forced on Canadians, whether you like it or not. And someone has to fight back, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so definitely.
We have to fight back.
Well, you know something? Go ahead, pardon me.
No, I'm just saying we have to fight back to get our freedom back.
Yes.
Because it's not free anymore.
Yes.
And that hurts.
Well, and one of the ways that you did is a perfect example of this video of you refusing to give your address. Now, as a setup for this video, why did you refuse to give your address to the public health official?
Why did I refuse?
Yes, yes.
So you don't have to.
Yeah, we didn't have to. We knew that.
Simple as that.
So I said, we said we're not going to answer any of his questions, right? What right does he have to ask us questions? Why can't we ask him questions?
Mm-hmm. Most which definitely.
I tried to do, but he shut us up.
So just to make it clear, it's not the border guards actually that are asking
right.
It's if the border guard sends you to secondary, which is really hit or miss.
They're calling it the Ministry of Health representatives.
And they're actually called quarantine officers, and they have a number.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're going to go to that video now. And then, Joe, we're going to jump to the video straight into how they're trying to trick you and coerce you into information. We're going to jump to that video right now and then come back for some commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Glenda, Mom. I have that you don't want to disclose your vaccination information.
That's correct.
And that you don't want to do a riot cam.
That's correct.
So you certainly have information you still need to disclose to me under Section 15.1 of the Quarantine Act. You've just come across an international border. Where are you heading to? Home? Are you all going to the same spot?
No. My mom and I don't live together. She's
so
going
you two
home.
Are going one spot? She's going different.
Yes.
So let me do yours first. Your home address is?
Do I have to give you my address?
Actually, there's a whole pile of infractions I'm trying to keep you out of right now.
Okay.
And part of that is you have to disclose.
Okay. You have your quarantine certificate number?
Yep, 5569.
Good.
It's going to be right on your ticket.
Yes, sir.
Young,
mm-hmm.
Back.
Yes.
Glenda,
Mom.
Mom's address there in Stainer.
You've got my address.
Sorry to say that?
You've got my address.
She just came over the border last month.
I don't have it.
You've got it, and so does Canada have it. So
Excuse me?
I'm not giving you my address, but I'd like yours.
Right here. You've got
no,
my number?
No, I want your home address like you want mine.
Okay, well, you know, ladies, it doesn't work that way, so let's get back to the next one. Do you have a vaccination card? Either of you?
We have a vaccine control group card.
Well, vaccine control group card. Not quite sure what that one is.
That's for non-vaccinated.
An actual vaccination for COVID or something? Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. No.
So is that also for Glenda as well? Can you
prove
that you have a vaccination card?
Nope.
That shows one for COVID?
Nope.
Okay, so does that mean you actually have a pre-arrival COVID test from the United States?
No.
Okay, I mean, that stuff is pretty shocking to watch that right there. And again, understand it's a public health official. What is a public health official? That is a representative of you, of we the people, who is the one that is supposed to answer and stand up for charter rights of freedoms and your sovereign freedoms, right? And yet they're flipping the script because they have this authoritarian stance. Anything you ladies would like to add about that? And by the way, I should also make mention, yes, in this particular interaction, we did not see the Canadian Border Services agent be tyrannical, which is wonderful to make note of. You know, we've had many other instances that they have, whether it's at airports where Canadians are landing at airports or coming across other border crossings too. So thank you to that particular Canadian Border Services agent. But ladies, just tell me about this interaction and how that went through. And what are some of the tips and tricks that any Canadians returning to their country should be aware of for and get out of this entire discussion that we're having here?
Not to give your address, that actually, in fact, you know, it says right on our passport that we are allowed to enter Canada with, we don't even need our passport to enter Canada. We just need identification to enter Canada without any impediments at all. So on the ticket, what they're saying is that we are a danger to society.
Isn't that interesting?
And what is the ticket for? When I asked him what the ticket is for, it's for not refusing to download the app.
So this is the ArriveCan app?
But he also threatened us when we said we wouldn't give our address or any details. I'm going to write you a ticket then.
Right. So our advice would be do not give your address. Do not give your phone number. You don't have to do that. And you just to say, no, I'm a Canadian citizen. I will not be answering those questions today. Am I free to go? Or am I being detained? And they can't detain you. So from
drive away. But we didn't know that at the time.
Well, thank you for sharing that now. Now we have, now applied knowledge is power, and that also provides empowerment. So thank you, Glenda. And folks, when you come across the border in Canada, like Joanna had said, you don't need a Canadian passport as long as you have a photo ID that shows who you are, like your driver's license or your Canadian military, you know, license, excuse me, not license, but your card as well. That's it. Under the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, if you are a Canadian citizen, then you have a right to access your home. That's it. You do not have to answer any questions, and you do not have to be stopped by any official public servant beyond that. Your approval at the Canadian border. So now what we're seeing is actually effect that takes place where you return to the Canadian border, you have a Canadian border security officer that asks you questions. How long have you been out for? Have you brought any goods back? What's the value of those goods? Yada, yada. Totally cool. You're coming back into the country. And unless they have enough credible evidence or thought-based evidence that you are a threat or a risk and they need to arrest you, you know, like, hey, yeah, I've got 10 tons of fentanyl that I'm bringing back. Oh my gosh, wait a second. That's allowed in British Columbia now. I forgot. Castro decriminalized fentanyl, methamphetamine, cocaine. So it's probably okay. Yeah. Liquor, though, if you're over on your liquor driving into Vancouver, you might be arrested for alcohol smuggling, but, you know, narcotics apparently are now fine. But I go off on a tangent a little bit, you know, because it's just the gaslighting and the hypocrisy is just purely disgusting. So if the public health official detains you, you can actually, as I've learned, which is pretty simple, as a sovereign law of mankind, man and woman, you say no thank you and you drive on. That's what you just heard from these ladies. In addition to that, now here's another thing I'd like to bring in. Your ticket says that you're a danger to society. Here's another empowerment principle, folks. You can take that public health official to court. You can then press your claim against that public health official financially, which also includes mental, physical, emotional distress that they have caused. You do not need a lawyer to do that. You can do that yourself. You do not need to pay any large court fees to do that. You can do that yourself. And by virtue of a FOIA request, you can look up that public health official who came to you as, I'm a quarantine officer under the ministry of whatever the hell they're calling it now, because they change definitions so damn quickly, don't they, Glenda? Every freaking other hour or day. And you too can get financial reward in a claim of court from that officer, whatever the badge number was, 55355. Well, guess what? That person's name and that person's information is available to you as a citizen because that individual works for you.
Yeah, that's, we can press criminal charges of harassment against them, I suppose.
Absolutely. There's civil and criminal to charge, and you don't even need a lawyer for that. But it feels so represented, and you can and get attorneys to take on the case by all means. And this is one of the things, folks, you need to not only just like this and add a comment to these videos below, you need to share this far and wide, because this monarchical system under the Crown Corporation of Canada, which the country of Canada is a corporation, that corporation responds to another company, the City of London. So you have a company, umbrella company, that owns another company, and under that company, it's got its logo, and that logo just happens to be this maple leaf right here. I have not turned this upright since this has happened, because it's not, because that's the sign of distress of it taking over, right? So this is a company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know that. Mm-hmm.
You do not need to pay anything like federal income taxes unless you volunteer income, but you can receive compensation. Yep. And there's no taxes on compensation.
Right.
So another awakening moments for people, whether you're in the UK, Australia, New Zealand, ourselves, or any of the territories that fall under that City of London. Boy, they really don't like this, because I keep lighting them up, but I'm a fucking sovereign soldier. And this is what these amazing divine women are. And this new information, I no longer have that C7 rifle in my hand and grenades on my belt and a light machine gun. This is a weapon of war. These are our words, because it's speaking from truth and love, ladies and gentlemen. Girls, I know that you're pressed for time, but please, you know, the next 4 or 5 minutes, share some more tidbits and thoughts here for people too. And then we'll bring up your website, Joe.
I just want to say that there have been a lot of people reaching out to me, people who have crossed the border, who have had like a rainbow of experiences.
Yes.
From just not even being asked to see anything to like being told that they're going to be detained and actually questioning their children.
Yes.
Their age, and asking the kids private questions. So what I found is that it really depends on the guard. So here's some advice. If a line is moving faster than another one, that line's probably going to be better, because they're not being asked a ton of questions. And also some other tips and advice is that if you travel before 8 a.m. or after 8 p.m., there's no quarantine officer there to write you a ticket.
Oh, they're just, yeah, great. Perfect. Yeah, they're too busy. No shifts. I love that. Yeah. Worked our 6-hour shift of harassing and causing treasonous discernment and public health matters waged upon Canadian citizens. But it's time to go home so I can watch my Ricky Lake. You know, I'm talking about the old Ricky Lake, not the awesome Congresswoman Ricky Lake in Arizona, you know, and eat their bonbons and go to bed. But hopefully they're doing so double masked up, right? And taking those and taking that poison. Go for it. All good for you, because you're a freaking evil demon and you're going to be judged. Whether you're going to be judged now with justice coming, you're going to be judged by the creator, higher power, source, however you call it. This is a war literally of dark against light. And that
Canadian government is offering $50,000 grants to anyone who's willing to disseminate information about the safety of the bioweapon.
So let's hear that again.
The government is offering $50,000 grants to any company, school, or others that are willing to disseminate information about the safety of the bioweapon.
Gotcha. What was that organization's name again? I'll make sure they're up on the screen.
The Government of Canada.
Or the government is offering 50 grand grants about the safety. If you can prove it's safe?
No, you just have to spread information that it's safe.
Oh, spreading. Oh, excuse me. I thought it was proving that. It's, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
yeah. So you don't have to have it to get the grant. You just have to be desperate enough to take money to spread false information.
Yeah, exactly. And is that 50 grand worth selling your soul for? I mean, mm-hmm. Many people have already done that. What I'm bringing up here for the moment is, here are just a couple of the ways that you can go and prosecute from a criminal and a civil standpoint that particular health official that waged that destructive tyranny against you ladies in Graydon. That's a trespass by way of harm, of unlawful detainment, of coercion, of robbery, financial robbery. Mm-hmm. Okay. Extortion. That is a mental, a psychological assault. That's psychological battery. Okay. And an intent to sign a legally binding contract, coercion, forcing you to sign a legally binding contract by a ticket. That is just a few right here of these many claims to be brought and pressed against that individual, both for financial remuneration and also to lock them up. So you're put on notice if you're one of those people right now. Think about this. You're seeing this broadcast. I'm bringing this information forward. Other people are bringing it forward. Amazing patriots and sovereign souls. And if you're working in any one of those institutions or systems as a teacher, law enforcement, healthcare practitioner, you're a parent and you're doing stuff like this to your kid, let this serve you as your awakening moment, because that justice is starting to come. We're seeing it unfold. We've seen the first case in Canada unwind from the individual that was coerced to take those poisonous products who finally received compensation from the Canadian government. So ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for tuning in here today as we wrap up right now with Glenda and Joanne. Ladies, any last words for all souls that are watching this broadcast or listening to this podcast?
Be safe and be strong. Do what you believe in. Keep it real. That's all I can say.
There you go. That's great. Joe?
Yeah, stick to your guns, know your rights, and don't be afraid to use them.
Yeah, don't be afraid to stand up, rise up. And I'm going to add to that, that we need a community, right? Because the more that there's a community of people that are connecting with each other, whether it's in the community of Collingwood, Ontario, where you two lovely leaders are based right now, or elsewhere and online, the more that rises up. We have Argentina, we have Algeria, we have Sri Lankans that have risen up, we have the Dutch farmers, shout out to Dutch farmers, and all the other things, thanks to Freedom Convoy. And as a reminder, Jo is back on the show. She was at the Canadian Freedom Convoy in Ottawa, standing up for our rights. So she is a freedom fighter and awesome. We've got thehealingcuisine.com, her website just down below here. Please like this, share, subscribe in the comments. And ladies, thank you. On our behalf, I am Brad Wozni. This has been the Sovereign Soul Show. We stand for love, levity, and liberty, and righteous justice. Ladies and gentlemen, all the best to you. Live your life from a position of strength that comes from heart, courage, courage of heart. And we have the reincarnated Joan of Arc of our day in Glenda right here. And it'd be great to actually have you come back on. We spend some more time over the next few weeks to get an update on the case. And we would actually like to invite you to come on the show with your legal representative so we can also use this as a platform to get out into the world. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Right.
Awesome. Awesome. Cool beans. All right, ladies, thank you all. Have yourself a wonderful rest of the afternoon and say hi to Kev and all the boys in Graydon. Remember, I was there at Graydon's 12th birthday, Glenda. So I got to celebrate his 12th birthday. How wild was that? In Punta Arenas. Pura vida, ladies. All right. Cheers. Cool beans. Thank you all. Bye-bye. Bye.
I'm getting grilled with this question daily. So guys, listen up. You're going to love this video. How do you deal with border security on your way back to Canada as a Canadian citizen, permanent resident, Indian Act, or someone under essential travel? It's very simple. Decline the arrive can, decline to give quarantine information, decline the test. When they tell you to do the arrive can, you're a Canadian citizen, you can simply say no. That leaves them enforcement options. However, you don't have to give a phone number. You don't have to give an address. So don't. All you have to do is show your passport, which only has a name on it, not an address or phone number. Without that address or phone number that you willingly give up because you don't know any better, now you've given them everything they need to write you one of those fake tickets. However, decline the Arrive Can app, decline to give them an address, decline to give them a phone number, simply say, I'm a Canadian citizen and I'm going home. Here's my passport. That's it. They can huff, they can puff, they can put you in a room, they can hold your passport, they can tell you they're holding you, they can tell you they're charging you. It's all scare tactics to see if you're a little pussy that's going to roll over and do what they say. But if you hold your ground and say, sorry, I'm a Canadian citizen, I don't need to give you my phone number, I don't need to give you an address, I just need to give you my passport and I'm going home, they're going to have to let you go. And they can't even write you a ticket. You're welcome.
Thanks for joining us on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Please like, follow, subscribe, share this with 9 friends and family. And of course, if you enjoy our blinged Buddha firing red pills from his 9mm, let us know.